Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hiniach Banim Gdolim Uktanim. Here he has Banim Gdolim Uktanim, which we had before in terms of sharing expenses and being menakev from the Tfus Abayis. So here we have a case where not somebody, one of the children is taking out, but one of the children is putting in. Yishbichu Gdolim Sanichosim. The Gdolim are capable. They take over the father's business. The business belongs to all four of the brothers, not just to the two Gdolim. Belongs to the Ketanim. The only ones who are right now capable of being mashbich, of investing in the business, are the Gedolim. So the halach is Hishbichu L'Emtza. The assumption is that we look at the Shvach as accruing to all of them equally. There's a sharp chilek over here between brothers and between regular Shutvim. The halach of regular Shutvim is two people own a business, and one goes into the business and he puts in, he redoes the books. He gets new clients, or it's a field, and he puts in koiches. Besides for getting, obviously, half the value that the business is worth more because of his input, he also gets an amount of money from his other shutiv as if he was working for him. What we call an oris. And he gets whatever the going rate is, a shlish, or a revia, depending on the business, depending on the circumstances. By bonim, by brothers, the assumption is, the Gemara says, that brothers are mashkia in the business on behalf of all of them. We could explain the rationale behind this with what we explained earlier, that Tfus HaSabayis is not a regular shutvus. Tfus HaSabayis is a conglomerate of all the brothers together. It's not each brother has 25% over here in the field. The whole field is owned by the Tfus HaSabayis. Each brother is a 25% interest in the Tfus HaSabayis. And maybe that would be the rationale. But the way the Gemara says it, the Pashtus is a Svara, it's a Mitzizdik Svara. The Gemara says that brothers are moichel each other the tircha that they put in. They're brothers, after all, they're not business partners. Now, it's possible, this is already a Machlek Sushainim, that this is only this, that a brother, he does it for everybody equally. He's not keeping tabs on who worked more hours than the other brother. That's only maybe by Bonim Gedoylim, Biyachas to Bonim Ketanim. Other Rishonim say, no, this is the Pashtus that's going on all brothers. And the Memel, the Halacha over here, Vishbichu L'Emtza, where all of them get the Shvach equally, is not only by Bonim, Gedolim, and Ketanim, the way the Mishnah says it, but even by Gedolim. The Stummiest is Namal, that older brothers have the wherewithal to invest, and the younger brothers don't. That's why the Mishnah says it that way. If Omru Ru'u Mashiniach Lanu Abba, if the Gedolim said lachatchila, they were megaladas before they went into the business. The father died. You can picture the situation. The father was sick for years. The business was not doing well. As soon as the father passed away, Nebuch, the sons go into the business and they whip the place into shape. The field is overgrown with weeds and they whip it into shape. Before that, instead of us saying that they're moichel, they said no. Ru'um ha'shinich lanu abba, hare'onu oisim v'oichlim. Hishbichu l'atzma. They're not moichel. The stomius is that they have to be paid like any other shutvif because the mice, they're invested on behalf of the other partner. Now, the way we explain by regular shutvin, the words la'atzman are a little bit lavdafka. It means that they get an extra portion beyond their chelik in the greater valued business. They get also like arisim that will mashki on behalf of somebody else. The words hishbichu la'atzman sounds like they get the whole shvach. So even though the Pashtus is the way we explain, the Rosh explains, in order to understand the word Hishbichu La'atzman, that the Kavona over here is that they went to Bezin. They said to Bezin, look, we want to take over the father's business. We're not going to be Mashkia, and we're not going to take over a business and work hard if we're not going to get an extra cut. So because of that, the Bezin appoints the Gedolim Apetropsim Alaktanu. Again, we're going with the Pashtus of the Mishnah. They were talking about Gedolim Ketanu Dafka. And because of that, the Bezdin sees that it'll be a Teyelis in the Apotropsus to allow the Gedolim to take the whole Shvach. It's a special case, but it needs Rishus from Bezdin. If not, at best, they can only be like regular Shutvin. They won't get the full Shvach. They'll get Virs plus a cut of their brothers. The Cheno Yisho, Sheshbicho Sanachosim. You have a woman who also yashin with her brothers, nechse baila. We're talking over here, legabe, people that generally don't have the koyach to be mashkir. Gedolim Ketana would be the first case that comes to mind. But you have a woman who was mashbiach on behalf of her sisters. She was mashbiach as hanechosim. So the assumption is also hashbicha lemtza, she's doing on behalf of all the partners. Now let's take a step back. What does it mean, a woman who's on behalf of all her other sisters? Normally that would mean there's five sisters, four sisters. Gdolim, ketanim, the same thing really. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. What we're talking about, v'chein ha'isha means b'derech klal an almono. Together with the sisters of her husband. Now, Shaz, sisters of a man that they would yashin, we can understand. Somebody dies, doesn't have children. He doesn't have a father. He doesn't have brothers. His next of kin are his sisters with mishmush yashining from their father. And the father is mayrish to his daughters because he doesn't have a son. So we can understand how sisters would yashin a husband. But what about a wife? A wife never has din yerusha. We learned in the beginning of the last parak, a woman never has din to yashin a husband. The Gemara makes an interesting okimta over here. We're talking about where she's not taking it midin wife. This is not civil law. She's taking it midin a relative. She's married to her uncle. And her uncle, who's her husband, died. She's not the Ashley midin wife, but because he died, he doesn't have sons. So his nechosim go to his son, the sons of his father. And it happens to be that she's yashning midin her uncle. She's yashning her father's chelek in her husband's nechosim. Why does the Mishnah say such a case? Poshut, because bederech klal women aren't the ones who invest in a business. But over here, she knows the business because she was married to him. So she was the one who had control of the business. She rather invested. So then ishbicha lemtza. She's in this Yerusha together with her aunts, cousins, whoever else is yashning mitzad mishmush from her uncle slash her husband's estate. But the assumption is ishbicha lemtza. Really, the din over here is exactly the same din as we had before. The Mishnah just says that the ishbicha lemtza is even by women. B'derechal, they don't invest in a business, but over here, she's the wife. That's why she did it. We don't say that the umdin or the stomius is different. And again, the same halachim. Omru ruma shenich li baili, hareni oisev oichelas. She makes a declaration in Bezdin. We have the two sheets in Rishonim over here as well. Hishbicha la'atzmo. Mishnah Dalet. Ho'achin ha'shutofim shenofal echem mehem lu'umnis. It's interesting halacha. It's hard to picture in our world. There are two brothers that are shutfim in Yerusha Sabiyam. And each family, there's two families that yarshin a father's business. Each one is is supporting his family from the business. And one of them was gechapt, was drafted in Tavoidus HaMelech into the civil service. Not necessarily the army, but he was drafted to build roads, engineering, schlepping things, whatever it is. Nofal le'emtza. B'derech klal, the way it was, the Gemara explains, is that the Melech would appoint from each family, from each household, one person, he would appoint to his team. So we see the one that was appointed as really only representing the two sabais, the corporation that he's Batson working for. He was taken to be drafted into the king's engineers. So then the Melech, whatever he's paid from the king's coffers, are shayich to the whole family. Santa Locha, he worked, he earned. But we see him as part of the two sabais. Not everything comes from the two sabais. Cholo, if one of the brothers got sick, v'nisrape, there were doctor's expenses, nisrape mishalatzmoy. Even though to a certain extent we see them, which is the din that we had before, as part of the two sabais, but not legabe individual expenses. The choli has nothing to do with the two sabais. The Gemara waters this down. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says that there's types of cholim that a person brings on himself. The Gemara calls it tzinim or pachim. A person gets pneumonia because he's out. The Gemara brings, he exposed himself. And on that, the Gemara says that tzinim or pachim, shem enaf she yichek mehem, hakobol de shemayim chutz mit tzinim or pachim. Famous Gemara. Today we would say that he had some type of medical condition because he wasn't taking care of himself. So that's his geschäft, klapit tfus sabayis. But there are certain things which are part of regular living expenses. Regular parnosa could be part of living expenses. The Gemara leaves it a little bit open that those types of parnosa, which is refuah, would also be b'chlal the expenses of the tfus sabayis. That means b'derech klal, when you have two brothers that are working a business from the father, it's understood that their expenses are going to be on the business. And this is very common. You have brothers that are on the payroll, or brothers over here that really own the business. So each one is going to have different expenses. He's going to have expense now his car broke. So he's allowed to fix his car on the cheshbon of the business. He had to go to a doctor's visit. He's allowed to pay for the doctor's visit from the business because it's all part of them being able to produce and to be productive for the business. But only things that are shayich to the business, like we said. Now the Mishnah gives the same idea in a different din. They used to have what was known amol as shushvinus. Shushvinus, b'loshon Chazal, is those that accompany a chosn and kala to the chuppah. Comes up in different places than Shas. What it means over here is that it's not just who's the, what we call the untafir, who's walking down the couple. That's the smallest part of it. But there's the who's standing behind the shidduch, who's sending matonois for the wedding suit and such. The meaning was that close friends would send to chip in for the wedding suda, and it was understood that family Schwartz is mishtatif with family Weiss, and when the time comes, b'sha toiva, family Weiss is going to be mishtatif with family Schwartz. So it's a loose business arrangement of you're here for me and I'm here for you. The Mishnah says, ha'achin sha'osu miktsosin shushvinus b'chaye ov. Some of them, the father sent matanis, he was a shushvinim for close friends. Now the father died. Chozo shushvinus, when the shushvinus, it's family Schwartz, the father died. When family Weiss is going to pay back family Schwartz, and they're going to be shushvinim now for family Schwartz, it's chozo lemtza. Goes to all, not just for the one who's getting married, but the schar of the shushvinus goes for all them. It's understood to be part of the two sabayis, because the original shushvinus that triggered the return gift was something from the father. So it's a schir that the father has. We see shushvinus as a choshe mishpat degezach. And the Mishnah explains that. Sha shushvinus nigves bebezdin. It's something that's considered a tviya. It's hard for us to understand. We don't really have such a halacha. But this was something that was a loose, it's like a halva of some sort. A shibur aguf. So the shibur aguf to the father is a shibur aguf to the entirety of the father's estate, to all the brothers. The Gemara is mechalik between what happens if you have different shidduchim. Here was a shidduch that they were returning matanas for a wedding of an almona as opposed to a psula. You're always going to tone down the festivities, so it won't be exactly the same thing. So then it won't be a chazor, a complete chazor. Somebody who sends to somebody else, taka for a chasana, but it's not shushvinus. It's not with that choshe mishpat dika toikiv of a shibur aguf of a halvo. We don't see that as a choy. We see that as a matanim, neshek mils chasodim. So loose, back and forth, you're my friend, I'm your friend, I'm here for you, you're here for me. That we don't see as a choshe mishpat dika zchus that shakta tfut sabayis.